Good morning, everybody. Especially when those who are watching from online. I'm sure today when you saw me in the baptism robe, you know what's the reason. Praise the Lord. Today we are going to have three brothers and sisters who will be baptized. And they have family members who will be flying back from not from New York City, so fly back and join us in the baptism. So during this pandemic period, I see that God continued to bless our church with all these baptism candidates. It's a great time to see them. So I put on the baptism gown to preach so that I don't have to change again later. So this is the time of the year when all churches will preach about the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. So what then will be the most appropriate gift we may present to our Lord? The best gift for Him, what would that be? Think about it. Of course, it is our heart that we can give to the Lord. It is the best gift of all. But if we were to think deeply about it, so how are we going to give our whole heart to the Lord? It is not something as easy to accomplish as you may think. Why? Because most of us, our human nature, refuses to do that. Yeah, we try to keep things for ourselves and not willing to share. If our lives have not been transformed, if our old self remains just as stubborn, then Romans chapter 12, verse 1, says about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. In frank speaking, it would be impossible. That is not going to happen. It is really, really difficult. But this is the best gift, and I emphasize, is the best gift we as children of God can offer to Him. When we read Proverbs, because this is the best gift that we can give to God, because that is the thing that God loves about us. He wants us to completely give of our heart to Him. Many of us, when we read the book of Proverbs, we see the fatherly figure of the author, especially in Proverbs 23, verse 26 says, let's do it together. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes delight in my ways. And this clearly explains what God wants is really our heart, your heart, my heart, our hearts, to be given completely to God. And then so that our eyes will look upon God. Therefore, when God looks, what God looks for is the precious that is in our heart. You know, to be someone who is going to be pleasing to God is to give all of our hearts to the Lord. Now, every one of us who treasure his relationship with God possess this heart of thanksgiving. For example, praise the Lord, He gave us life. Praise the Lord when we are in difficult moments, we come before God in prayer. And He will deliver us according to His abundant kindness. I am sure you have plenty of experience of this kind. The more you experience His grace, the more you realize His greatness and His wonder, and the more you want to serve Him. So therefore, if you want to give thanks back to our God, the best is to give of our heart. Indeed, we have placed a faith in a true and living God, the one who is ever ready to help us. May all of our thanksgiving and praises be unto Him. Furthermore, I thank God for our church, where I see a lot of brothers and sisters lovingly encourage one another. Now, we have been through thick and thin during the pandemic. We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit throughout the entire period. And come next year, we are going to focus on strengthening our English ministry. Not only, besides our children ministry, we want to, besides the adult ministry, we want to start something new. We are going to strengthen our English ministry. So in the new year of 2022, we are going to have a breakthrough in the new ministry. The essence of today's message is, come, let us become a person of gratitude. Together we come before God and lay down our hearts of thanksgiving. Let us transform this thanksgiving attitude into action. It's only then will it become meaningful to everyone. Now, this is a very important principle of truth. What do I mean by principle of truth? Let's take a look. When God says He loves us all the time. And many times, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God says He loves us forever. May I ask you, how did God demonstrate His love for us? By proactively sending His Son, Jesus, into our midst. He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to come into our midst to love us. Therefore, we can see God's love is followed by actions. Because John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. So this shows love compels action. In His 30 years of life, Jesus lived a life of poverty. He teaches His teachings were for the good of the people. His actions, be it healing or casting out demons, or to free them from the bondage of sin. Of course, most important of all, He brought the gospel to mankind that we may be redeemed from sin's bondage. Needless to say, our Lord Jesus sacrificed His whole life for the sake of others, and ultimately He died on the cross for all of us mankind. For that reason, He went on to the cross. This is the manifestation of God's amazing love. From this, we can see that His love involves action. In the same way, we are compelled into action when we declare we love God. Deep inside, we want to do more for Him. What must we do then to please God? Not just to listen to the sermon on Sunday, but we must also absorb what is in the teachings, and then we have to follow by action. Yeah, we want to do a lot, and we will do a lot more deep in our heart. But what are the things that God likes us to do? The psalmist declares in Psalms 116, verses 12 and 13, and he says, what shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me? Verse 13, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Now, take a look at verse 12. Well, it seems that the psalmist is asking himself a question. What must I take to return to the Lord to thank Him for all His goodness to me? That shows that God has blessed him a lot. So he was thinking about it, and so in his deepest thought, he thinks, how can he repay God for His kindness? So verse 13 is the answer. The psalmist answers himself his own question. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. There are two verbs there. The first word is that I must lift up the cup of salvation. And then the second word is to call on the name of the Lord. So in the Old Testament time, he is to call on the name of Jehovah. The picture is very clear now. God, the psalmist possesses a heart of gratitude towards God. That is why. So that is why he said, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of God. Now, we fully understood that God gladly gave His salvation to many in the Old Testament time. That was the reason the psalmist declaration about God's kindness and greatness. Now, we understand that during the Old Testament period, most people were idol worshippers. They do not have the knowledge of this one and true God. They really don't know who God is. So the psalmist said, how am I going to show my gratitude to God? I need to do some action. So therefore, his best action plan was to declare the name of God. So I'm sure you can feel the love for God. The psalmist wanted to do something, and it's from the depth of his heart. Therefore, as Christian today, if we want to show our heartfelt appreciation for our Lord Jesus Christ, let's go out and tell his name to the world. Do everything you can to tell others about his salvation. So, I want you to sit down and think. Sit down and come up with a plan to share the gospel. Now, here is the two-step process. First, we must be transformed. Number one, love compels action. So we must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because Jesus told us, we are the light and the salt of the world. What is the effect of God? The light has the effect of illuminating darkness. What about salt? Salt enhances flavor. In other words, our life, the life of a Christian, is to influence those that are around us. As Christians, we must try our best to exemplify what we believe. That is very important. I always encourage brothers and sisters. Yeah, we must exert our influence among our family members. Every one of you have friends and family members. Think of a way that you can make an impact on their life. Well, the least that you can do is to pray for them. Of course, that's important, that's most basic. Yet, just praying for them is not enough. You must do your best to reach out to them. You must care for them. And then you must empathize with their struggles, so that you can know them better. When they are faced with dilemma in life, you must stand firm with them, and you must encourage them to persevere. Truly, I tell you, when we do that, you will grow with them. Never give up on them, because the more you care for them, the greater your love will be for them. During this entire process of caring for them and loving them, you will experience the love of God in you and going out to them. Not only that, your relationship with the Lord will also become closer. And this brings back some fond memories. 20 years ago, while I was ministering to this student church, there was one brother, Zhao. He liked to keep a very low profile. In fact, he and his wife, they are both very nice and humble couple. Eventually, he became a deacon. And I had a very good working relationship with them. And together we served the Lord in the church. Years later, he opted for early retirement and served the Lord full time. So God is marvelous. So God opened a way for him. Due to his professional training, God led him to serve as a volunteer on the Mercy Ship, which is the floating hospital. He explained to me that the ship was completely new. Their mission is to provide free medical service to the poor in Africa. His wife also decided to give up her work and join him in the ministry to serve others. And so they joined with a number of other brothers and sisters, and they went all the way to Africa to serve them. There are many brothers and sisters on this floating hospital, and they are from many countries, but with a unified mission. that is to serve the poor and the needy. Well, so he called me to say that he needed a letter of reference from me so that he can join this team on this this mission. So when their ship arrived at the port, the poor and the needy who have illnesses and sicknesses will board their train, where they will receive medical treatment. So, as I said before, he saw a lot of other brothers and sisters from different countries. They are all specialists in their fields, but together they all come together and serve. And they went to different parts of the world, especially the poor countries, and they serve the world. They serve the multitude, just like our Lord Jesus was doing during his lifetime. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Next, I would like to cite another example from our own church, our brother Jesse. He is very experienced in the audiovisual field, but more important, he has a heart to serve the church because he loves Jesus. In the past year, he made a lot of improvement to the entire sound system in our church. Now, his expertise in the area of lightings is also beyond doubt. Now all our lights and the church are LED and power and very power efficient. The lights in my office, they're all cost efficient because they are LED power. And then today, if you have not noticed, you can sit in the fellowship hall and watch and listen to the entire service in translation. I think sometimes you even have to climb up into the ceiling to lay those cables. Hey, it is very, very difficult. I remember last year, Philip also did the same thing above in the kitchen. Philip went onto the ceiling and accidentally he fell and broke the ceiling and he fell down. Luckily, he fell on the top of the refrigerator, so he wasn't seriously hurt. That was scary, but after that, we have a laugh. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So what I want you to know, when brothers and sisters fervently serve the Lord together, you can see the motivation behind their actions. We praise the Lord because they love Jesus. That is the correct action, the correct attitude to serve God. Now, when we decided to give of all our hearts to our Lord, we will utilize the talents that God has given us to serve others. Such actions will glorify God and benefit others. So I hope that when God has given you the gifts and talents, make use of them to serve others. In that way, your gift will not be wasted. Now, how do we show our gratitude towards God? First, we need to break away from the preset kind of mind frame that constrains us from learning. I believe many of you are doing exactly that. Yeah, I'm sure you have that kind of experience. As long as you're willing, you will be able to serve God, and at the same time, you will learn new skills. Now, let me give you an example. Last year, when we started broadcasting the Joy Station, this brother was really serious about serving the Lord in this area. So he learned to do online searches on the World Wide Web. And he found a lot of images as well as background music to improve the presentation. And he put in a lot of time and effort to enhance the entire protection. So throughout the process, he acquired new skills that helped him to expand his artistic ideas. Many times during our discussion with his brother, I found out that he really put in all his heart to serve the Lord. In other words, he gave of his best. So when we are willing to serve the Lord, we will be able to use these giftings to serve him to the best of our ability. Because this is the essence of the first commandment, to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. So when I see him so fervently serving, it also encouraged me to do the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for that. So that is the exact teaching of the first commandment. Because God wants us to love him with all our heart, all our mind, and also to love God. It can be done. And number two, the second commandment is to love your neighbor like yourself. That is to love one another. Love yourself, love your neighbor, and love your friends. Therefore, I beseech my Lord to lay upon all of you giftings that you can use to maximize the effect of the gospel. I encourage you, make use of those gifts that the Lord given you. Don't hide them away. You will be able to see a lot of miracles happen in your life. In that way, your service will glorify God and benefit others. Now, one area of concern we need to look into. Many times when people socialize, I observe they tend to constrain themselves within a preset type of mind, frame of mind. They easily give up learning new skills because these skills fell outside of their mind frame. Many people refuse to learn how to use the cell phone functions. They say, oh, it's too complicated to say. So actually, they are being constrained by their frame of mind. And therefore, they cannot expand, and then they cannot come out, jump out of this mind frame. Let's take a look at this diagram. There are five areas, five steps toward forming new ideas. Number one is the personal upbringing experience. Yeah, if in the past they have some not too good experience that happened in their lives, it will affect them. Second, it is educational background. And number three is cultural tradition. Just to give you an example, the cultural background of people from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, from Malaysia is very different. Of course, the religious influence is also important. Yeah, there are kids who are introvert because of their religious background. There are kids who are extrovert, so they like to show the face and be very active. And then there are differences in personality. So through these five steps, it will eventually slowly have a preset kind of frame of mind in you. So results from some research indicated that once a person's way of thinking is formed, it will be very difficult to change. For that reason, everyone's reaction toward everything is different. In the same way, every person will react differently when facing new learning. But as God's children, we should not be the same in this respect. With God's help, we can break away from this habit. If we are willing to change, God's help is just around the corner. But we have to have the courage to try new things. Now, how will you know if you never attempt it? So I encourage you, try out something new and different. And then you may fail a few times, but eventually you will be successful. For your information, most new products are designed to be user-friendly nowadays. So let us update ourselves on those new products. So may the Lord teach us to break away from all those constraints so that we can think differently. Just think about it. Of the 12 disciples of Jesus, Peter was the one who was most impulsive. Yet due to his impulsiveness, he was the only one who walked on water. Only albeit just a few steps. Why? Because he has the faith, and therefore he makes his first step and he tried. So I'm attempting to encourage you to break away from your preset kind of mind frame. Let's take a look at this picture. There are 9 dots on the screen. How are you going to connect the straight lines together? There are 4 straight lines. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, you failed to do that. Let's try that again. Well, 4 lines still not working. Maybe we try twice. Let's try it again. Work harder. Don't give up. Wow, look at that. You see? You know the reason? You see? The line did not stop at the dot. It went up, it went above the dot. So that they are able to connect all the 9 points with these 4 straight lines. So this is diagram that helps us to just let to constrain our lines just inside that square. We can extend the line and it will break through your thinking. This will help us to be more creative. Very simple. Isn't that? So may the Lord help us to have more understanding, that we will have this willingness to try and attempt something new so that we can have a breakthrough in our thinking. Well, there are a lot of parents among us today. Let's say if you want to help your child discover his strength, what will you do? First, you have to look, you have to search, what is he, where is he strong in? Yeah. Well, so parents use different ways to try, like drawing, building car models, or even playing mathematical games. So they use all these efforts, and the ultimately it is aiming at discovering the reactions of your child. When you find they are strong in certain areas, you'll find out which area lies his or her strength. So throughout this process, parents will be able to help the children to realize their full potential. Isn't that true? Well, it is the same with adults, whether individually or the church as a whole. We need to have a new way to look at things. We must possess new cogitation so that we can break away from that which constrains us into a preset kind of mind frame. Our church have some successes with a few activities recently. Both the children and the adults had a great time. Our invited guests commented that LCCC is vibrant and warm. And they let us know that when they come in, they felt welcome, and they're happy and they're joyful. So the most important task of our church is to attract more people to Jesus Christ. So let us work on various forms of activity and meetings to bring in more people to the Lord. We may use all the different activities, we'll use various meetings to attract them, to encourage them to come step by step to our church. This call for good strategy to reach out and connect with different people. Now let's take our church do set some clear goals and have some good strategy. Yeah, we have set clear goals, and we have set very good strategy. We are willing to connect with more friends so that together we may grow in the Lord and we may become a big family. Praise the Lord. We have great faith in God because we are willing to follow His guidance. Each of us are willing to follow Him, obey His leading, and each one of us have a heart of gratitude towards Him. So let us unite together that our church will grow as we proceed into the next year. Praise the Lord. All together, amen. Let us all pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Lord, we thank You that You have walked with us together through the pandemic. And thank You that You have blessed us with three brothers and sisters who are going to stand before everyone to be a witness for You. We are willing to give of all our hearts unto You. May You use each one of us, that together we might unite and serve You, and pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I'm going to call one of our candidates, Sister Jochen, to come up and I'm going to introduce her to you. Well, both Sister Jochen and her husband has in the past joined one of our cell group. They are both very kind-hearted person. And the time she was pregnant,